Epic fail.
You meant well, JR.
I was too early.
Tell the folks what you meant, Dave.
Well, I should have waited till after you spoke and then faded you out and faded her in. But
see, y'all, he had a good plan. It's okay. Chill out, everybody. We all make mistakes. It's a Monday.
It's only the second mistake I've made today.
Grace for you.
Thank you.
Grace for you, because I am always making mistakes, and so I hope people give me grace. I know my sweet Lord Jesus does, and I hope everybody else does. So, grace for you.
Thank you. It didn't sound too bad.
No, it didn't sound too bad. It just sounded like, whoop, you know, like right turn. We're doing what took a right turn, but I take right turns on this radio program all the time. So, no worries. So, hello, friends and family. And radio listeners who feel like friends and family, you have stumbled onto All Things Southern Live on Talk 540 KMLB and 105.7 FM locally. Or, and this is crazy, you have not stumbled on this program, but you have intentionally came to listen to this program. Now, that is crazy. That is crazy cool is what it is. And I appreciate your spending your Mondays with me and with JR. And the reason JR was playing a little bit of Dolly Parton right off is because I'm excited about my radio guest today. At the bottom of the hour, I am going to have a wonderful author in named Dudley Delfs. And Dudley has written a book called The Faith of Dolly Parton. And, you know, yours truly is a big Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn fan. And
yeah.
It's a really good book, and I enjoyed it, and I am excited about talking to Dudley about it. So that's at the end of the, at the bottom of the hour, and that's why you were playing Dolly Parton music.
Yes, that's right. And
way to go.
I was thinking, as you were talking there, Dolly, she's very, she's kind of kept a quiet lifestyle, hasn't she?
You mean like she's never had scandals?
Well, that, and you just never hear much from her and her husband, and I kind of think that's a very neat thing.
Yeah, she has just had her music and her career, and she hasn't been a drama queen.
Right.
Yeah. I like that, too. A lot of people are drama queens and drama kings, and I get weary. Don't y'all get weary of the drama kings and drama queens out there? And she is not that. So that's at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
And JR has some more Dolly music we may play in a moment. But first, let's see what else is going on today. I brought a stack of stuff.
You got some news over there and things?
JR, it is National Corn on the Cob Day.
I knew that, yeah.
I have not had any corn on the cob yet, but our corn is about, our sweet corn on the farm is about to come in, y'all, and I am talking, oh, buddy.
Do y'all,
good stuff.
When you
I'll be putting some up in the freezer.
When you do the corn, do you have that little gizmo that you can?
We bought a gizmo last year that is the best gizmo ever. Now, JR, for radio listeners, and actually Facebook Live listeners, because it's on me and not him, and I try to put it on him, and he says, no. Background to you. You were making a cranking motion because they have some that are cranking motion.
They do.
But no, I'm so glad you asked that question because I'm all about helping my audience. And I want y'all to know what we bought last year. I'll take a picture of it and throw it up on Facebook again really soon. If I have the memory, I'll do it tonight when I get home and put it in the show notes. But JR, this is the best thing ever. It is like a 5-gallon bucket and there's this, piece that goes across the top that where it's got a hole in it and that's where the corn goes down and it's got teeth around it. And this is what's cool.
Oh,
you put your piece of corn on the cob on a drill. I'm showing it to Facebook audience.
Here's a drill, like
a drill bit.
Okay.
So you got a drill bit on a drill and you put your corn on it.
Okay.
And then you go zoop.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if the radio followed that. But then you go zoop and you pull it back up. So for radio listeners, that means that with that drill bit, you just put that corn back down through those teeth and pull it back up and all the kernels fall off. And I was able to put up so much cream corn last summer that it literally, we just ran out of cream corn, y'all, just a little while ago. And that's big because generally you know, it's hard to put up that much creamed corn.
Does the weather affect?
I've done it, JR, since we did it with the knife.
Right.
Like the knife.
Oh, you, so you
slice
oh, wow.
it off. Yeah. And used to put up corn. So this is like a huge improvement. I will take a picture of that for y'all.
Interesting.
Hey, it's also National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Oh.
Mmm.
That's good. Everybody likes chocolate cake.
I haven't had any of that either, but I did make my caramel chocolate cookies for my darling farmer night before last because he loves some of Shelley's caramel chocolate cookies.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah. And that recipe is in my storytelling cookbook, Hungry as a Mighty Fine Sauce. Oh, someone's asking me on Facebook, I saw your y'all, I can't do private messages and like comments and everything else. I see glimpses of notifications, but someone was asking about my, how I cream my corn. It's just, it's just very easy. I just, cook it down with bacon.
Bacon's and, the secret.
Yeah,
ingredient.
bacon, lots of bacon. And then I put a little bit of milk in it. A lot of people don't do that. I do. I like to put a little bit of milk in it. And here's my secret. A little bit of heavy cream.
Oh.
I do.
The real
add
stuff.
A little bit of heavy cream to it. And then salt and pepper it really well and just let it cook a while. And it just, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, you're making me hungry over here. I'm going to have to go find some
corn. Did you watch the Tony Awards last night?
No. I had no idea they were even on.
I did not. I wonder why. No. Why doesn't Shelley watch the Tony Awards? Because they bore me to tears, and I know that they're going to be rude, crude, and socially unattractive about a lot of things. And they were.
Did,
I mean, I've watched the news.
Come of it? Did anything?
I don't even want to give them the time of day. Yeah. I'll tell you during the break what happened. How about that? But I won't tell it over the air because I don't want to give the nasty.
Oh, it's a little too nasty for
any
room.
Yeah. I'm not into that. I'm not into spreading nasty. So, hey, JR, play us a little bit of Dolly going into this break. And, when we get back, I have a story for y'all that you are not going to believe. You're going to think I made it up, but I didn't. I did not. I just did my heavy-duty research. And by that, I mean I Googled.
Thank goodness for Google.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. That's Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at 4624 Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor, he can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana, Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles with the biggest in-store selection and original.
Hey, Facebookers, I only have just a moment before we go back to live radio, but I wanted to thank you for joining in on Facebook Live with me this evening. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hello, Mama. I see you there. And hello, Hillary. I see you there, too. All right. See y'all in a bit. I'll give everybody else a shout-out later.
Call.
That role, JR. I like that.
It's good stuff.
It is.
Jolene, please don't just because you care. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
You know, there's some people who play this song backwards on vinyl, and it doesn't sound
right. Really?
Yeah.
Is it one of those that's supposed to have a secret message when you play
so.
It backwards?
It was either that or they changed. No, I think they played it at the wrong speed and it changed the pitch of Dolly's voice. But
well,
it wasn't right.
If you know Dolly, the very idea of her, you know, hiding a subliminal message in a song is pretty funny because it's just not happening.
Yeah.
But we will have Dolly cool her jets for just a minute while I tell y'all a story. And then again, don't miss the interview at the bottom of the hour. It's going to be a lot of fun with Dudley Delfs talking about the faith of Dolly Parton. So anyway, we're going to have some fun with that. But first, y'all have got to break this down. I'm getting serious with this story. I do not know what it is. I don't know if we can blame it on the season and the rising temperatures or what, but y'all, I am absolutely drowning in straight running crazy news. Like, I can't get to it fast. I cannot get to it.
All over the place.
It's everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Think what you want to about global warming, but global crazy, it's a thing. It's a thing, y'all. If you are eating, here's my warning for you. If you're eating or if you have a weak stomach, I'm sorry. You need to push the snack aside for a moment. You need to swallow and clear your throat if you have a weak stomach. Because here's the thing. You need to know this. JR, our listeners need to know that there are people out there extolling the health benefits of drinking, wait for it, cockroach milk.
What? No.
Yeah. Let that sit just a second. What? Cockroach milk.
That doesn't even remotely sound appetizing at all.
Did we lose our audience, I wonder? They say cockroach milk, JR, has four times the protein of cow's milk, and it is very similar in taste. Right. You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
The time that the state of Louisiana tried to control the growing population of swamp rats. Remember that? By using their given name and trying to get all of us to put them on the menu, remember?
Uh-huh.
Remember, y'all, they said, my Louisiana people, y'all nod your heads. You know what I'm talking about? They said Nutria tasted like chicken.
Yes, of course.
And we, the people, said, we'll pass.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I think it's something like that. I'm thinking someone has a roach problem, and they're trying to pull one over on the world. They have learned to lie like a rug, and so they're trying to say that cockroach milk is a good thing. JR doesn't want a glass. You should see his face.
No. I don't think so.
You remind me
I'm
of my
sorry.
Husband. I told Phil that people were drinking cockroach milk,
and
my beloved farmer got, like, deadly serious on me. I mean, he just, like, stopped on a dime, and he said, Shelly, you got me drinking almond milk, but that's as far as it goes. I don't know. I don't know why Phil thought he needed a line in the sand there.
I do like almond milk.
Yeah, he does, too. But he's like drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah,
he's
like
not drinking almond.
You have to.
Cockroach.
You have to somewhere.
But I don't know, JR. I mean, I don't know if he thought it was necessary that I was going to try to push it on him and he had to draw a line in the sand or what.
I could venture to say he probably did.
He was worried about me, wasn't he?
He was.
He should know me better. I am on his side of that line.
Yeah.
I'm on
not
his gonna side.
Not going to go there, huh?
Yeah. I saw one line, one of the headlines when I was doing my intensive research. Uh-huh. And again, that means I Googled. But when I was doing my research, I saw a line that said, and they put it forth as a serious question, y'all. It was like, what must happen for cockroach milk to become a superfood trend? Me? My first thought, I was like, well, a certain lake of fire would have to freeze over.
Yeah.
For it to become a trend, a superfood trend. And then I remembered that certain people were eating laundry pods and taking laxatives to get high. And so I suppose it could happen, JR.
It could.
the got cockroach milk part, not the H-E-L-double-L cold snap.
Right.
H-E-double-L, by the way, is not cussing. Mama can attest to that. She is on this thread, and that's the way she always said it.
You know that's the name of a town in Michigan, don't you?
No way. H-E-double-L? Mm-hmm. Well, now that's just an interesting squirrel to chase.
It was apparently for sale a few years ago.
Boom! That's a cool squirrel right there. I have to look that up.
Yeah, check it out. It's up in Michigan, I think.
All I'm saying is it could happen. Yeah. It could happen. So, with that in mind, I will offer you my closing thoughts on it. Dear All Things Southern Radio listeners, this is what I got for you. First, you're going to need a lot of roaches to have a bowl of cereal. And you can't just hook up any old roach. Apparently, JR, you need the Japanese beetle roach. That's the only breed that actually makes this magic.
That's what I was wondering. What kind of
most roaches, you know, they have eggs. But this is the only roach that apparently, I can't believe I'm even talking about this. This is the only one that literally has babies and makes milk.
Okay.
So, if it turns into a trend, this is me saying to y'all that would do such a thing, knock yourselves out. But don't cry in your cockroach milk when you flip on the lights and your kids run under the furniture. I'm going to have to say I told you so. That's my story. When they run under the furniture, when you turn on the lights, I'm going to say I told you so.
Sun came up, she glared at me over her coffee cup. She said, where you been? So I thought real hard and said, I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard. She said, you don't know it, boy, but you just blew it. And I said, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't. But that's my story and I'm sticking to it. I got that deer in the headlight look. She read my face like a cover of a book and said, don't expect me to believe all that static, 'cause just last week I threw that hammock in the attic. My skin got so thin you can see right through it. And I stuttered, well, that's my story and I'm sticking
to it, y'all.
That's my story.
All right. We're sticking to it around here. JR and I say no to the cockroach milk.
Nope, I don't think I'll be having that for dinner tonight.
No, I will not. Let's see. Let's peruse. You like that word?
That's a good word, yeah.
I just pulled that one out right there. The stack of stuff and see if there's anything else we need to know about. Okay, here's one. Here's one, y'all. Oh, my gosh, I can't make this. I'm straight running crazy news is everywhere. KFC is test marketing vegetarian fried chicken. KFC, what are you thinking?
The Colonel, I don't know if he would approve of that.
The Colonel's turning over in his grave. I mean, I realize they're probably getting killed by Chick-fil-A. Yeah. I mean, go Chick-fil-A.
Oh, can I ask you? That reminds me of something real fast.
Oh, well, let me like pause in this story and let's see if J.R. wants to just jump in here.
I take a 380-degree turn.
Well, take a turn, J.R. What you got?
What do you think of the new IHOB?
Oh, tell me, I didn't see it. I saw were changing it. What did they change it to?
They changed the name to the International House of Burgers, I believe.
The pancake place
is
going to be a burger place?
Burgers now. Yeah.
I'm confused. I look like Hank and Bill. Like turning my head sideways.
I thought the B was at least going to be for breakfast, and I'm thinking I could go with that.
But I did
burgers,
too.
I don't.
International mean. House of Breakfast is what I thought. I thought, well, that makes sense because you know you don't just eat pancakes at the IHOP, but
right.
Burgers.
They're doing burgers.
I think they made a mistake right there. There are plenty places that do burgers. IHOP.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Okay. Well,
anyway, back to your.
Thank
story.
You for breaking
I
in
just
with
had
that.
To,
that late breaking
news,
JR.
For me.
I do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You know, JR did not chase squirrels quite as badly until he met yours truly. And then he's gotten just the same way I am. He just,
I do. I'm all over the place.
Jump a squirrel, jump a rabbit, and he's on it. But back to KFC, who has apparently lost their ever-loving mind. They are test marketing vegetarian fried chicken. KFC says they're running these tests in Great Britain, and they hope to roll out a vegetarian alternative to fried chicken by next year. Yo, how many times do I have to tell you this? If you want to eat vegetables, well, by all means, eat your vegetables. They're good for you. I eat my vegetables. I love vegetables. Eat them.
Very healthy.
But don't pretend they're chicken.
Yeah.
Don't pretend your vegetables are meat. Okay, let's get this straight once and for all. There's meat. Remember our food groups. There's meat.
Right.
Dairy and vegetables.
And then you have chocolate.
Yeah, then you have chocolate. That's a major food group
stuff
with JR and I.
Yeah.
But vegetarians, I love y'all. I just love y'all. We're just all in this together. But vegetarians, hear me on this. You can't make chicken out of vegetables. But they're doing it, JR. KFC is doing it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I think they're just caving into the madness.
Definitely.
Okay. There. All right. But we're out of time. So, hey, y'all jump on Facebook Live, the comment section, and let me know if you are eager, just like, if you're licking your lips to wrap them around some vegetarian chicken, some chicken made out of butter beans, just let me know, would you? When we come back, we're going to be chatting it up with Dudley Delps. He's the author of The Faith of Dolly Parton. So we're going to go out with a little bit of Dolly and come in with a little bit of Dolly and Dudley. Don't go anywhere. No way. Y'all, I can't respond to all the comments. I can just talk to y'all. But Jennifer Ald says there was a recipe for cockroach bread on Facebook the other day. JR, the world's going crazy. Cockroach bread.
I would say so.
Now, Chad says, on the other hand, he is craving butter beans and fried chicken now. That was funny, Chad. He says, what will preachers do? We're required to eat fried chicken.
Oh, gosh.
Y'all are. You are absolutely bound by denominational law, especially if you're a Baptist preacher, to eat fried chicken. I can't speak for everybody else, but you're bound by it. So, not fried tofu. You're right there. Let's see. I see there are other people having fun with that. Y'all, if you see the, what was it? Oh, wait. Jimmy just put up 48 bags of green beans. That sounds great. Okay. Anyway, I chased a squirrel. I was going to say to y'all before I go back on live radio that if you see this, Facebook post with the cockroach bread, put it in the comments. I think I want them to. I want to know about that. I don't have time to do my heavy duty research right now because we're going back to live radio. So y'all stay right there and we'll be visiting with Dudley when I come back.
So I'll go
each step of my way. And I will always love you. I will always love you.
Now, that right there is beautiful. And that voice can only belong to one person. That was the legendary, sweet, beautiful voice of the one and only Dolly Parton. I'm going to be talking to Dudley Delps here, the author of The Faith of Dolly Parton. Thank you for joining us this evening, Dudley.
Shelley, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, it's just a delight. I've been looking forward to it. I enjoyed the book and have tons of questions to ask you, but we're shaking things up a little bit. I generally do this bio build-up, and I introduce my guests, but I have decided that it would be more fun to have you introduce you. So tell me something about Dudley.
Well, I have been a lifelong fan of Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a lifelong book geek. I love to read. I love books. I've been an English professor. I've been a publisher. I've been an editor. And I've been an author. So I've kind
awesome.
Of been on every side of the table there to make a book.
Yeah.
So bringing all that to a passion and interest in Dolly and her faith just seemed like a natural fit.
I can imagine. And by the way, one of those titles that you mentioned that you have been, one of those job descriptions was editor. And so on behalf of Writers Everywhere, thank you for that, because I always say that I love my editors. Some of my author friends, you know, get irritated at their editors. And I'm like, I love mine because my book babies always go out into the world better dressed.
That's right. When
my editors take a stab at it. So thank you for that work, and thank you for this one. So tell us a little bit about what all went into, well, first off, you know, you've said all that experience that you noted and your love for Dolly, you know, moved you to write this book. But how did you go at it? Like, what, how did you decide what angle, what went into your thought process, you know, just tackle such a great big old subject.
Right, right. Well, I really struggled with it, to be honest, Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, without the benefit of being able to interview Dolly herself for days on days, you know, I was fortunate to have over 5 decades worth of interviews and articles and performances and recordings, and certainly, you know, some books that Dolly herself has written. So I began taking notes and just, you know, focusing on the role of faith throughout Dolly's life. But then I found myself remembering some of the same kinds of moments in my own life.
Uh-huh.
So I started keeping a journal just to jot down my own memories and reflections. And eventually I realized, well, you know, I think that's a good way to frame what I'm talking about with Dolly's life and her faith. And hopefully by my doing that, it will invite readers to do it as well.
I thought it was brilliant, because when you did that, Dudley, and what Dudley is talking about, as he would, you know, address or speak to an area of Dolly's life, then he would draw the similarities to his own. And then there would be thoughtful questions where the reader could then, you know, look at both of those pictures and draw some conclusions and maybe some soul searching that would help us as well. So kudos to you. That was a great way to do it. Now, early on, it's apparent that Dolly is a role model of yours.
Yes.
Why?
Well, you know, she's such an original, Shelley, and she's always been authentic and just true to herself and, you know, upfront about who she is. She's got that great sense of humor.
Yes, she does.
That positive, genuine attitude, and you know, it's hard not to love her and to feel encouraged and inspired by her example. So you know, when I think about people, especially people who have a Christian faith that I admire, she was near the top of the list. And some people are surprised by that, but if you look at her entire life, she's always been very direct and upfront that, you know, her relationship with God and with Jesus, reading the Bible, praying, that those are still integral parts of her life. You know, she grew up going to her granddaddy's little mountain church where he was the preacher, and it stuck with her.
Yeah.
So all of her massive successes and superstardom and amazing endeavors, you know, that's continued to be a rock solid foundation in her life.
Well, I want to get back to that, but first I want to speak to something you were just saying about how real she was. I think that's the enigma, a part of the enigma of Dolly, and you're speaking to a lifelong Dolly fan also, so I say this with love, that I think that's part of the enigma, is that she is the most real, fake-looking, massively popular performer out there. You know, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, she's got the fake persona or the fake outside, but beyond that, what shines through is that very, very real inside.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things I kept running up against doing this book, Shelley, was just the paradox.
Yeah.
In Dolly, you know,
right.
she jokes about it and talks about it.
She
herself.
Does.
You know, she
yeah.
takes such great pains, as she says, to spend a lot of money so she can look really cheap. And, you know, at the same time, she's just as down to earth, yeah. as genuine, as warm, as real as can be. And, you know, reading interviews, I even was able to talk to some people in Nashville who have met her, know her well.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that she is just, you know, as real as you and me. And she would love to talk about the vegetables that she loves and how yeah. to deep fry them and,
right.
and so forth. So, you know, she's full of paradox. And I do think that that's a big part of her appeal.
I don't know if you heard the earlier segment, but I do doubt that she is making her vegetables into fried chicken wannabe.
I don't think so. I heard just part of that, Shelley, and I was intrigued by it. It made me hungry, but it made me hungry for the real thing.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. We're on the same wavelength there as well. I have a deep, abiding love for Christ Jesus. He is my everything, and he drives everything that I do, Dudley. And so this book piqued my interest for that reason, because and you've already alluded to it, that some people could be surprised, you know, that
yeah.
you would say it's the faith of Dolly Parton that that you really wanted to, you know, investigate more. But what I want to spend a few moments on is the ability, and you speak of it in the book, of Dolly to project and profess her faith in God the whole way through this mega amazing career that she has had without getting in the weeds.
Yes, and that's part of what amazed me, because when I started out, Shelley, I thought, well, maybe, you know, maybe there's some things I don't know about, or maybe,
yeah.
you know, but she was consistent in being upfront about her faith and keeping it plain and simple, and also resisting or sidestepping anybody's attempt to get her, as you said, into the weeds,
yes.
force her to draw a line in the sand, or,
yeah.
or take a stand on this position or that position. You know, she's clear about the fundamentals of the faith, but otherwise she tends to, you know, say something that leaves it open and says, you know, there's lots of ways to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she'll joke about it if that's appropriate.
Right.
But, you know, she refuses to just come down harsh and judgmental and legalistic, and instead, you know, she's even said that she's always going to err on the side of grace,
yeah.
and showing compassion and love to as many people as possible.
And that's beautiful to me. And I did enjoy the way you addressed that in your book, Dudley. It was fascinating to me. And I want to say something to our listening audience right now, even as you and I discussed that we all have to be that authentic representation of the love of Christ that we're called to be, and that someone may... or someone definitely is. There are people that are definitely called to be more vocal, to draw those lines, to call the church out, you know, on wrong,
yes.
to speak maybe directly to the heart of the matter. But Dolly's strength was in recognizing that was not her call.
Yes.
That's not who she is and where her strength is. And so I didn't want to say that there's one or the other. I just wanted to get that out there. I want to make sure that we all understand that there's not one or the other, but there's both.
That's
and
right. No, well said, Shelley. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And Dolly did she did a great job of being, she is doing a great job. I said did as if she wasn't with us, but she has done and continues to do a great job of being Dolly. Now, let's take this back a little bit to when the book opens, and you talk a little bit about your home life and,
yeah.
you know, maybe kind of how Dolly impacted that and how she inspired you with your dream, even though it was different than hers. Can you speak to that a little bit for us?
Oh, absolutely, Shelley. I grew up in certainly not the kind of poverty that Dolly experienced in East Tennessee, but, you know, kind of a lower middle income family. My father was an alcoholic, and, you know, that kind of mm-hmm. threw a monkey wrench into keeping a stable home life.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and I just kind of coped with that as best we could.
Right.
He was a big country music fan, a big Dolly fan, you know, so we'd watch the Porter Wagoner show. And, you know, I would get to learn a little bit more about Dolly and realize, well, she had some hard things in her life that she overcame with the yeah. poverty and, you know, all the things that she lacked materially. But she refused to let that limit her and to keep her from pursuing her dream. So, you know, she channeled her energies into music. I channeled mine more into books and mm-hmm. reading and writing, and kind of discovered through education in school that, you know, here's an area where I can do well and pursue that. And I know the kind of impact books have had on my life, and I'd love to be able to have some of that same kind of impact on other people's.
That is beautiful and very well said yourself. I love that. I feel like I could talk to you for a very long time, and unfortunately, we don't have a very long time, so I'm trying to pick and choose what are the most important things that we could leave with our audience before I let you go. So I'm going to put you on the spot and get you to tell me your most favorite Dolly Parton song, and that's got to be incredibly difficult, but could you come up with one?
Well, it's impossible, Shelley. You know, that's like a parent picking his or her favorite child.
Right.
But, you know, one of my all-time favorites certainly has to be Light of a Clear Blue Morning.
Yeah.
You know, Dolly talks about writing it when she was kind of having the breakup with Porter, and
yeah.
she was driving home in a thunderstorm, and
yeah.
suddenly the rain stopped, the clouds parted, there's blue sky and sun rays hitting the pavement, and she immediately felt that song and the words coming to her and ran home and wrote it down.
Oh, I love that.
I love the way it starts out kind of slow and solemn yeah. and reflective, and then it builds into something that's just really powerful and, you know, inspiring.
Absolutely. And that was one of the spectacular gifts that Dolly has. And, you know, she has always played down her talent, and you speak to that in the book as well, which is incredible when you listen to that voice. But she's always played it down.
Yes.
But her writing, you know, the songwriting is as much a part of what I love about Dolly as that great, big, beautiful voice. Before you go, Dudley, tell everyone where they can find The Faith of Dolly Parton and where they can find out more about Dudley.
Great. Thank you, Shelley.
Sure.
The Faith of Dolly Parton goes on sale tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
June 12th, and it's available at retailers everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you like to buy your books, it should be on sale. And if you want to know more about me, right now the best place is at the book's website, which is www.faithofdollyparton.com.
That's easy to remember, folks, and I'll put it in the show notes as well. And guess what? We have three giveaways that we're going to be able to delight someone with and give someone with this evening. So hang around after the break, and I'll tell you how to enter that drawing. Thank you for being by, Dudley, and thank you for writing this important and very entertaining book.
Thank you so much, Shelley. What a pleasure to be on your show.
All right, back at you. God bless you. Take care. All right. Y'all don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. That song that is playing right now, JR has found that. It's the one that Dudley was referring to. So I thought I'd tell you Facebookers what you're listening to. We'll be right back live here in a few.
I've been looking for the sunshine. You know, I ain't seen it in so long.
been all wrong.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana, Chevrolet. American Revolution.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. That's Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at 4624 Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use.
Let that flag.
There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small.
I listen to this
and
one.
I didn't have a
coat. One of my favorites.
And it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of
many colors
that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why, was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That is beautiful right there.
You got to play that one, you know.
Yeah. When you mention Dolly, you got to play that one. You know, yeah. Last year there was that movie that she made, that television
right.
Movie, Coat of Many Colors. Did you see that?
You know, I was going to watch that. I don't think I ever did. I need to pull that up.
Oh, you've got to. It was absolutely, it was so good, JR. And the gospel of Jesus Christ was just blatant in that show.
Wow.
I mean, it was laid out so clearly, and I appreciated that. Maybe we can get a little bit of cooking and a little bit of a comfort in the last few minutes if we all pay attention really fast. I'll have to talk fast. Can y'all listen fast? Okay, it's a deal. We'll do my crawfish etouffee today here in the kitchen. Now, here's an admission for y'all. I used to make Cheater's crawfish etouffee. By that means I used to use the cans. That's what I call it, Cheater's etouffee. I mean,
okay.
Like you use cream of celery soup instead of making your own roux.
Oh.
I can give you that version, JR, because
okay.
I am not a food snob.
Right.
I don't use that, but I had that recipe in one of my humor books, and I would still do it in a pinch if I needed to. But making your own roux is so easy, and it's so much more flavor the traditional way. It's really easy peasy. And so now I'm pretty much always make my own roux. So that's where we're going to start today. For anyone who has never made a roux, don't freak out. It's not hard. It's not hard. We'll melt a half a cup of butter in a cast iron skillet and just slowly whisk in about a half a cup and a little more, 2 tablespoons or so of flour. Now, when you first put your flour into your butter, it's going to look thick and gummy, and you're going to go, oh, no, what did I do? Don't freak out. It will thin out. You just keep stirring, cook it over a low heat, and it will thin out. And then the longer you cook a roux, the darker it gets. And you want to use like a dark roux for gumbos and that type of thing. I'll use a lighter roux for maybe an etouffee, like today's. So I won't cook this roux, JR, but maybe 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
And it'll be a light blonde roux, and it'll be just perfect. And then at that point, I'll stir in some chicken stock, about 3 to 4 cups of chicken stock, and a little bit of water.
Okay.
And then I'll add in my chopped Trinity veggies, and y'all have heard me say it a million times. That's diced onion, celery, and bell pepper. And I'll let that cook a little bit. And then I like to add in a little bit of tomato paste and a can of Rotel tomatoes.
Oh, all right.
I think that's a little different.
Yeah.
And a pound of crawfish tails. And that's about it. You'll season that with salt and pepper and a little cayenne pepper and let it cook. And
Sounds a lot better than that vegetarian chicken you were talking about
earlier. It will absolutely smear the vegetarian chicken.
Wow.
It will just blow it off the plate, JR. You're going to put that over like some hot fluffy rice and some chopped green onions.
Oh, yeah.
And the people that put their feet under your table will be very, very happy with you. So that's my crawfish etouffee, and I'll get it up on the website for y'all, so that you can see the instructions. But right now, I have a few minutes here where I can get in a little bit of a comfort for y'all, and I generally have to do it really fast. So, trying to reform and not wait until the last couple minutes and try to get it in. So, let's talk, shall we? Those loud celebrations that you heard recently, well, they were not necessarily coming from your local schoolyard. Here's the deal. This bell's off season has also arrived. And I whooped it up when I finally unpacked my suitcase. There for a while during the speaking season, I never unpacked it. I just added to it, took it off, and was always on the go.
Yeah.
So I, you know, finally unpacked it, and I was super happy. I mean, I adore helping us women feast our hungry souls on Jesus through humor and storytelling, but I have learned just how badly I need to rest and recharge. So that's what I'm doing. Feel free to connect with me if you want to get something on the books after September, and I'll get back to you when I'm not on the lake, tubing with my grands, visiting with my parents, pranking my bestie, or enjoying a late evening float boat ride with my beloved farmer and the canine terrorist. This is also a season for me to seek the Lord for direction on my ministry and my life. And I wanted to talk to y'all about that. See, I'm not interested in just going through the motions. The older I get, the more I realize that we are all prone to staying in our roads or our ruts, whatever the case may be, because change always requires something of us, and it's often more than we care to give. And now I'm talking about our faith journeys. 2 Corinthians 3:18 is a verse that I have obsessed over for going on 2 or 3 years now. It says that we are transformed or changed by beholding the glory of the Lord. This past year, I often read to my audience from a list that I had compiled to help the listeners decide if they were answering that call. And I wanted to bring you that list today because without fail, every time I spoke on it, someone wanted that list. So I pulled out a few to help people know if they were actually being transformed by beholding the glory of the Lord or if they were just churching. So it went something like this. And everybody's on their own honor. Nobody has to answer out loud. Everybody can just listen.
Okay.
Here's the first one. If our testimony is always what God did and never what he is doing, we might be churching, but we aren't changing. If we are content being served God's word without feeding ourselves, we may be churching, but we won't be changing. If we rely on the grace of Christ to cover our sins, but we don't rely on the power of his grace to quit sinning, we might be churching, but we are not changing. If the only time we worship is when we're gathered with other believers, we may be churching, but we aren't changing. I have more, but for those with ears to hear, I think we've heard enough to ask ourselves the big question and answer it between you and the good Lord. Are we churching or are we changing? And I'll leave you with that this evening. It's been fun being with y'all. The hour flew by again,
quick,
JR.
Yeah, it always does.
It just does that. Yeah. But I want to go out with a little bit more of that last song that JR was playing from Dolly, because it was very beautiful and inspirational. And I'll be right here. JR, you have a whole minute to find it. A whole minute.
I got to refine the whole song.
Yeah, I surprised him, but he's got a whole minute to find it, and we'll go out with that. Y'all, it's always fun to have y'all here on All Things Southern Live with me. I appreciate it. I love it when y'all share the fun by inviting your family and friends to join us. And that reminded me, oh, JR, you can't play it just yet. I know.
I
asked you for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Can't play it just yet. You have it.
I have another song, too, that I was going to play.
Oh, well, you can play the other one. Hold on. But wait, don't play it. Y'all, we're like 60 seconds and counting, and I forgot to tell y'all how y'all could enter the drawing.
Oh, yes, that's important.
That's important, JR. Important, yeah. So I want to do something different. Come on, Brian, come up with something. Okay, here it is, because I don't want anybody I want you to have been listening to the show to know what's going on. So in the comment section, I want you to put the name of one of your most favorite pets. Just don't say my dog so-and-so. Just put the name of your pet. And if you put the name of your pet in the comments with no other words around it, I'll enter you in the drawing. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
All right, here's what I was going to pick.
Okay, what you got for me?
This is just a classic Dolly song.
All right, we'll go out with this, y'all.
Play this.
I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Good Lord's willing, and the creek doesn't rise.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping and folks like